From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Attempted murder counts face an Arcata man charged in connection with an April 1st shootout on Highway 299. 31-year-old Christopher Canfield is accused of shooting Diamond Jesus Larenquent during the incident. Police say shots were exchanged between the SUVs each man was in. Canfield is charged with premeditated attempted murder, attempted robbery by force, assault with a semi-automatic handgun, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Larenquent was treated and ultimately released from an area hospital for his injuries. Over the next few weeks, Pacific Gas and Electric Company contract crews will be working in Humboldt, Mendocino, Lake, and Trinity counties, conducting accelerated wildfire safety inspections of towers, poles, and substations. They'll be using drones and helicopters. The aerial inspections will complement and enhance visual inspections by gathering info from certain portions of the structures, like the top of the tower or pole, or the end of the tower arms. Inspections part of the company's wildfire safety efforts implemented after the 2017 and 2018 wildfires. Drone crews will fly Monday through Saturday, typically 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and may need to access private property to complete the work. Contractors in the field will be wearing high-visibility safety vests and always carry photo ID. Helicopter flights will typically occur between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., about 250 feet above ground. Two Humboldt County supervisors want to be considered for a vacant spot on the State Coastal Commission. That panel lacks a North Coast representative, and Virginia Bass and Mike Wilson are requesting the Board of Supervisors nomination for the vacant seat. Bass representing the 4th District, Wilson represents the 3rd. They each submitted a letter to the board at its Tuesday meeting. Others had been recommended to the board, but the governor's office said none of the North Coast nominees would receive the governor's appointment, and they asked for more candidates. Well, 5 months after he disappeared, a missing man's family is still seeking clues as to his whereabouts. Troy Wigington, a surgery tech at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka, was last seen on December 11th while leaving his home on F Street. The Redwood Times reporting, the family issued a statement saying it suspects foul play. His immediate family does not live in the area and so is looking for community input as to what may have happened to him. They were in Eureka over the weekend conducting searches in wooded areas around his home as well as to brainstorm over what to do next. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.